it's a growth out of, if you teach vertebrate biology, then you're dealing with the fish, amphibians, reptiles, birds, and finally mammals. And so there's a wide range of things to deal with there. And actually the early and initial interest in the vertebrate group was directed at fish and birds.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say more was known about and more interest shown there because of the their visibility and their suitability as food.
Hmm. Which is reflected also in the collections. They said that Ed Rainey's and others' fish collections were tremendous, that the bird collection had been built up over time by... is it Fort? I'm thinking.
Well, Fuertes had a role in that. I don't know how many specimens actually in the collection that are traceable back to him, but I don't think it compares to what Rainey has done with fish or what Hamilton
did with mammals. And so, in that respect, Cornell has focused on either the fish aspect or the birds, and really this is actually interesting because it's coming to head right now. Yesterday, Charles said that Hamilton was really trying to build the collection himself in a sense, that there wasn't much of a mammal collection before he started. And he did a tremendous amount of drawing all these resources from colleagues around the world, from acquaintances, and trying to put together something that was usable.
Mm-hmm.
And in a sense, it really is quite remarkable what he did as an individual with those collections, because now you can look at population dynamics of the, like in the 1930s, it's meadow voles, because he caught so many times at the same spot, you could see how the population was going. You could trace, pelage color and